This parable came to me some time ago. As I contemplated, I decided to share it with you, to show the benefit of our practices, particularly the practice of not going with our useless thoughts and emotion. And this is how it goes. The sun cannot cast a shadow if there are no objects. In other words, the earth by itself cannot cast a shadow when the sun shines on it. What makes the shadow is the objects that spring out of the earth or the ground. When anything rises higher than the base, there is a shadow created, depending on what direction the sun is casting its light. So here we have the ground, and then upon that, things spring up, whether it's nature, people, animals, and other objects. Whatever it is that is upon the ground as an object, the sun will create a shadow for that also. Now, this analogy goes very well with the empty ground of the mind, where the objects are entertained, and therefore they can cast the shadow of ignorance. Now, the light of the sun shines in the intellect, and the intellect lights the mind as thoughts and feelings. But had it not been for the light behind the intellect or beyond all of that, there would be no shade, only light. So here we see that originally the mind is an empty mind, and the sun, being the spirit, does what it does, being all light. What creates the shadow is objectifying things, including ourselves. When we say, "I am such and such," we have objectified the subject, which is the sun. Therefore, we see shadows of false perceiving and understanding. And here we see that the objects have to rise in order to have a shadow, as we see in nature. Anything, even as slightest, above of the ground or the base, even one blade of grass can have a shadow. In the same way, in our empty mind, anything that pops up and becomes a name and a form will have a shadow. Now, the reason that in a peaceful meditation, or when we go home to your heart, there is this peace and tranquility without remembering all of the objects that we call me and mine, this or that, is because we are going to the base of emptiness where the sun can shine through us and pour wisdom and warmth. Now, this point is very important to see that anytime we objectify ourself or our surrounding, we are also confronted by the shadow of our object. These words need a little bit of contemplation, as it has come to me to give more understanding to how harmful it is when we allow things to rise up on the ground of the empty mind. Now, sometimes these objectified thoughts can be beneficial, like a fruit tree or a beautiful fragrant flower. And sometimes it can be weeds or thorns or all sorts of stuff. So that is how it goes. Now, the shadow, as I have mentioned before, they are symbolic of ignorance, meaning not knowing the truth of things by objectifying every senses and feelings and thoughts. The most important part of the mistake that humanity does is objectifying oneself. That's when all the other things also are objectified. So it always starts with the self that is nothing but that light that in this parable is called the sun. As each of us have realized that when our thoughts are many, our body feels uncomfortable and the ego or the thinker feels pressed and restrained. This parable really explains why and how the shadow of each thought are not allowing the light to be seen. As we settle down, the ground becomes empty and the comfort is felt.